OPP says it has seized significant amounts of cash, firearms, weapons, after raids on organized crime gangs in Ontario. 27 people were arrested in multiple Ontario locations. The 13-month Joint Forces investigation is named Project Coyote. In January of last year, the OPP Organized Crime Enforcement Bureau, Provincial Operations Intelligence Bureau and the Toronto and Belleville Police Services began an investigation into the trafficking of controlled substances and firearms by drug traffickers and members of the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club. 9 high-risk warrants executed in the GTA on January 18, 2023, resulted in the arrest of 12. Additional warrants were executed and 15 arrests were made on February 22. This included 3 members of the Hells Angels and 3 members of the Red Devils Motorcycle Club. Significant amounts of cash, firearms, weapons and other items were seized, including 1 Glock P83D printed handgun, 1 Ruger 357, stolen handgun, 1 Taurus 9mm handgun, 1 Sig Sauer 380 caliber prohibited handgun, 1 SCCYCPX29mm restricted handgun, 3 prohibited sawed-off shotguns, 3 replica handguns, 2 stun guns, live ammunition, jewelry, including 2 Rolex watches, gold chains, and rings with an approximate value of $150,000, miscellaneous outlaw motorcycle gang jewelry, miscellaneous Hells Angels, HA, vests, signage, member list and photos, hard and soft body armor, 10 vehicles, more than $370,000 in cash, 16 kilograms of cocaine, 1.5 kilograms of fentanyl, 6 kilograms of crystal methamphetamine, and an additional 400 crystal methamphetamine pills, 20 pounds of cannabis, as well as 500 packages of cannabis edibles and 700 cannabis edibles, 500 vape pens and cartridges, 8 pounds of hashish, 7 grams of psilocybin. As this investigation continues, more charges are anticipated. Street gangs, outlaw motorcycle gangs, and other organized crime groups undermine peace and security across our communities, says OPP Chief Superintendent Paul Mackey. They deal in violence and conflict. They launder money. They traffic firearms and people. They hurt our communities. Criminals and their organizations don't pay attention to boundaries, so neither should police services, added Staff Superintendent Paul McIntyre, Toronto Police Service. It's important that investigators work in concert to conduct such investigations to keep our communities safe, no matter what patch we wear on our shirts.